Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator, stepping in studio today for an update from the town of Afton. Violet, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Duke.
Absolutely. It's been a while since we've had an update from the town of Afton, so thought it'd be a good time to have you in studio and chat about just a couple things happening. First off, the rock slide at Swift Creek Canyon earlier this spring blocked the trail up to the canyon, or up to the spring, I should say, mouth of the spring. Give us an update on that and what's happening between the town and Forest Service.
So the... as people know, we did have that rock slide right at the intermittent spring. Luckily, it didn't hinder any of our infrastructure. Water quality is maintained. And really, we're just kind of letting it ride. At this point, there's nothing physically we need to do. It has changed the visibility of the intermittent spring and the availability for people to walk up there. Obviously, it's a lot more dangerous now that it has the larger boulders and the trail system isn't in place. There is some work we might potentially need to do as the flow, the way that the intermittent spring comes out of the mountain, has changed a little bit. We want to make sure that we can keep the integrity of our transmission line there that's encased in concrete safe. So we're keeping an eye on that. We will be working with Army Corps of Engineers and the Forest Service with anything that we might need to do to fix that in the future. But as of right now, everything is kind of status quo, working well, so we haven't touched it.
All right. Do you know if, and this might be a Forest Service question, but do you know if the trail will be repaired at some point and that will be reopened? What do you think the future is for that?
So I think that might be a discussion for us to have with the Forest Service and what we want to see done. Obviously, our goal is always to maintain and protect our infrastructure. In some way, shape, or form, I think a lot of the people that have been scrutinizing our infrastructure and our system and that source would prefer that we don't, you know, open the trail system and let people come and sit right by the flapper gates just for protection of the water system and the infrastructure there. So I don't want to say that we're not going to make an effort to repair the trail, because for us, maintenance-wise, it makes it a lot easier as well. But that will be something that comes forward in those talks with the Forest Service and Army Corps of Engineers to see what they would think that we should do there. Really, there's, you know, a couple of agencies that have to get involved at any time we're looking at being on the Forest Service and potentially changing, I don't want to say changing waterways, but changing, you know, where water is going.
Sure, so. Absolutely. So, but as of now, and has it been since the slide happened, source is fine, water's fine, everything's just kind of flowing like it should, just looks a little different.
Correct. And immediately when the slide happened, obviously we were concerned. You know, we got up there as close as we could to it. We were worried that, you know, the flapper gates were affected, that things had been kind of shut off, that the spring was maybe having some back pressure inside the internal workings of the spring. And that was our main concern, because we didn't want it to, you know, start escaping somewhere else, because as we all know, it intermits in a way that is pretty darn unique, and we don't want to hinder that in any way. So originally we had talked to the Forest Service, Army Corps of Engineers for some of the things that we thought we might need to do. And on the day that we went up there to essentially have, I would say, equipment to move boulders or rocks that we thought we might need to move, it had kind of taken care of itself. So it's super awesome and unique for us to have this natural wonder as our, you know, municipal water supply, which does bring unique, interesting challenges for us in a maintenance standpoint. But I think that we're able to bend in the wind with anything that, you know, the spring throws at us. And as I've said before, anything worth having is worth fighting for, and we'll continue to do that with that source.
Excellent. Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator in studio. I've noticed the project for the sewer lagoon has begun on the west side of town. Tell us what this project is and what's happening.
So this is our sewer lagoon expansion project. We've had this project in the works for a couple of years now. We did receive $1.5 million in ARPA funding for this, and so we're excited to be able to get started. It took us a little while to get through our DEQ permitting to move forward and RFP for this. We do now have a contractor. They've started some of the preliminary work since this is kind of late in the season, so they're getting some of that work done out down there right now. We'll put a pause on it through the winter, and then they'll pick it back up next spring. So this is an expansion to have an additional infiltration cell, and you know, just some more cells and options, so that way we don't get to a place where we hit hydraulic capacity and can't do maintenance on any of the cells. The other part of this project is to add additional aeration, which will help with, smells and all those fun things down there for those sure. residents, and just also help to maintain and keep the sewer lagoons healthy as they operate in the way they're supposed to.
Do you expect this project to be done next year then?
I would say by next fall it
next
should
fall
be done.
Next fall should be mm-hmm. done. Okay. Violet, one of the more frustrating things about downtown Afton that is 100% not within the town's control is the cell service is so difficult downtown. And it sounds like there's some discussions being had anyway to maybe bring some potential Wi-Fi to the downtown area.
Yeah, so Silver Star has the opportunity to do a fiber-fed Wi-Fi overlay in downtown and also throughout our parks, which we think would be super helpful for the residents, but also be kind of an asset to those traveling through. I know myself, I have zero cell service in my office right there in Main Street. And so this would give an option to give people the opportunity to still utilize their devices as they come through town or when they're downtown. And the Wi-Fi overlay will give people the opportunity to have continuous connection through Main Street. So if you're going store to store, you will be, you know, if for some reason you're still needing to surf the web or on a call or something, it's not going to kick you off as you go into another store and another connection. With this is obviously kind of a new thing that it's called, I think Silver Star is calling it Smart Town, and we're kind of one of the first ones towards the west to be able to do this, and so we're kind of excited to partner with Silver Star in this. Silver Star has provided us with the opportunity to pay for all of the infrastructure costs, and then after a year the town of Afton would just pick up the tab on the subscription costs.
Okay.
And so we think that's a pretty good win. Obviously there's some specifics we need to work out as far as locations of some of those Wi-Fi,
the routers and
all of that stuff, sure. The infrastructure. But we're with the system that they're going to use, they're going to be able to utilize some of the existing infrastructure, like light poles or power poles. They might see if there's the ability to work with some of the businesses downtown if they're willing to have something in their store or on their building. But that's kind of still in the works. I believe that they're working with our Town of Afton Tourism Board to try and do kind of a soft open of it at the Parade of Lights. I could be wrong. This was the last meeting I was in. That was what was discussed. They could be pushing that back a little bit. I'm not sure, but that's kind of what their hope is.
Okay.
So we're looking at Canyon View Park, Starview Park, all of Main Street downtown, and then also Simplot Ball Fields.
Oh, excellent.
So
great. That's perfect. So stay tuned for that. Could be happening very soon then, within the next month, maybe two. Violet Sanderson, Afton Town Administrator. Speaking of the light parade, that's on schedule Thanksgiving weekend, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely. So you can go check that out on the Saturday after Thanksgiving. The star's been looking great. That's been a nice addition. What are your thoughts on the star?
The star has been a long time coming. I mean, this was a few years in the works, obviously. This was a permit sought by the Forest Service special use for us to maintain and update. And get the project up and running. You know, we've got so many community volunteers that made it happen. And now the town is kind of just at the point where we're trying to, excuse me, narrow down and pinpoint the policy in which how we're going to light the star. And so we had kind of talked about that. I think you were able to do a text in topic for us on what people would like to see. The biggest response we got was people want to see more than just the, you know, the white light. And so we're trying to accommodate that. We're working with the high school, Star Valley High School student body officers, because they're kind of helping us with the policy of, you know, what events should we light it for, what should we not. And then we'll have some internal policy provisions, obviously, with the town and in regards to what holidays we're going to light it for and things like that. So they did talk about that in last week's town council work session on Tuesday night, but we haven't officially put anything in policy yet. So
gotcha. It was very cool to see it lit up for homecoming.
Yes,
though.
We did do that. That was kind of the preview of what we could do. Obviously, Devin Kuhlman with Easy Access, he's the one that has provided the lights and installed them for us, and he's got a lot of range of options that we can do. We don't need it to obviously strobe or light up like, you know, the Vegas Strip or anything like that, but we definitely want to utilize what it's capable of doing.
Certainly.